Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Thursday morning at 45 degrees. Top Trump administration officials met with Turkey's President Erdogan in hopes of stopping the country's military invasion in Syria. Fox's Steve Harrigan reports from northeastern Syria.
President Erdogan initially said he would not meet with U.S. Vice President Mike Pence in Ankara Thursday. Now he is. He said there will be no ceasefire. Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will bring a simple message. Stop your military operation immediately. Erdogan has already said that Turkey needs no mediators and that his military will push forward until all Kurdish fighters are driven out of a 20-mile buffer zone inside Syria.
President Trump defends his decision to withdraw troops from Syria. The House voted overwhelmingly in favor of a resolution condemning the president's troop withdrawal from northern Syria, 354 to 60.
A former Wichita attorney who stole hundreds of thousands of dollars from clients has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. Christopher O'Brien, sentenced, also ordered to pay more than $600,000 in restitution. O'Brien pleaded guilty in March to embezzling. Roger and Marsha Altus of Eureka told the Wichita Eagle O'Brien kept money they paid to him that was meant to pay their debt caused by a 2010 bankruptcy in their family's oil field business.
The Sedgwick County Commission voted on a new policy for at-large board appointments.
Sedgwick County has a number of advisory boards, which are critical for the government. Over the past few months, the commission has worked to change the procedures that determine how at-large positions are filled to ensure fair representation, transparency, and diversity. Commissioner Lacey Cruz thanked the board for working towards this goal.
This proposal, I think, is kind of long overdue when it comes to appointing people and having a process. So I just want to say thank you so much for your time and consideration and the discussion we're having.
Sedgwick County currently has around 50 at-large positions in various advisory boards. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
CNN and the New York Times being criticized by other media outlets on how this week's Democrat debate was handled.
When Washington Post journalist Margaret Sullivan offered a few suggestions, number two raised a few eyebrows because Sullivan criticized the media for asking Warren how she planned to pay for her programs, quoting, "Journalists are kindly doing President Trump's work for him when they insist on trying to pin down Elizabeth Warren, the new frontrunner, to declare she'd raise taxes to fund Medicare for all." Out Magazine slammed CNN and Anderson Cooper for what they didn't ask, quoting, "This was a chance to press the candidates on LGBTQ issues with all of America watching, and the network blew it."
That's Fox's Trace Gallagher reporting.
Twitter explains why it will not suspend President Trump's account.
In a blog post amid calls to terminate President Trump's account, Twitter clarifies accounts of world leaders are not above its policies entirely, vowing to take action against any account for directly threatening violence or sharing private information. But says part of its mission is to allow people to engage their leaders directly. Twitter under fire, announcing it will not remove tweets from political figures who break its rules. The company says it will soon prevent users from liking, replying, or retweeting a politician's offending tweets in an effort to keep folks informed while keeping its rules in check. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The POW/MIA flag was born out of one woman's determination to provide the nation with a way to remember its service members being held either as prisoners of war or those missing in action.
Lieutenant Commander Michael Hoff's plane crashed in Laos in 1970. His body was never recovered. His widow, Mary Ellen, became active in the National League of POW/MIA Families. In 1971, she saw a newspaper article about Annan and Company, a New York flag manufacturer. So she reached out and talked one of the company's executives into helping create a POW/MIA flag. She said she didn't want a lot of colors after seeing a picture of one of the POWs wearing black and white pajamas. Because of that, she decided they needed a stark black and white flag. Using those parameters as guidance, graphic designer Newt Hensley sketched his son's silhouette in front of barbed wire and a watchtower with the words, "You are not forgotten," to create the iconic flag. The league green-lighted the flag's design in 1972, but never copyrighted it. Although Hoff died in 2015, the image she was instrumental in creating has become synonymous with POW and service members missing in action. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a quiet start to the day in Wichita, it's going to be sunny and a bit warmer than yesterday, around 73 for the afternoon high, as south winds pick up 15 to 30 miles per hour. Clear and cool tonight, our low 54, breezy and a bit warmer Friday with a high 76. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we've got a partly cloudy sky, south wind at 9 miles per hour and 45 degrees. 7:37 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Another mild sunny day across central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 64 degrees. Normal high is 70. Suburban Milwaukee police say Child Protective Services took a 7-year-old boy to a hospital after he was found vaping in a school classroom. A police report in Franklin says the second grader was discovered with a vaping device at Country Dale Elementary last week. A social worker was called to the school and took custody of the child and had him checked at Children's Hospital. The Journal Sentinel says the boy's mother was contacted. She told police the vaping device contained CBD oil and was stored in her purse. Child was returned to his mother. She was not charged or cited. So apparently it wasn't that serious a deal. Okay. It's on this day, this is 17th of October, and on this date in 1973, something happened that basically, I think, changed the world. Arab oil-producing nations announced they would begin cutting back oil exports to Western nations and Japan. The result was a total embargo that lasted until March 1974. Gasoline shortages, long lines of people waiting to pump gas in America as price went, I think, up to about 70 cents a gallon, which at that time was huge.
Was outrageous.
I meant more than that. Went up over a buck, way over a buck. And you know, then we had 55-mile-an-hour highway speed limits that were brought in to conserve energy. We're doing a lot better about energy independence now than we were then. The Arabs had us, and they knew it. They knew they had us.
Why did they stop the embargo then?
I think it started hurting them a little bit because they were sitting on all this oil, and they weren't selling anymore.
They weren't.
People were conserving. People were starting to hit, and so anyway, I don't know whether one of the maybe George W. Bush went over there and said, "Hey, give us some more oil." George H.W. At any rate, that was the embargo. At that time, I was working at a radio station, KUIN. We did a rock and roll radio station back in the 70s, and we said we did a promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically went on the air and said, "We're going to take over another station." And we went on and on telling them, details coming up, big announcement.
Right, right.
Well, the station we took over was a gas station.
A gas station, yeah.
It was the old, at Sears, in Town East over there in the parking lot, they had a Sears store with gas pumps.
Yeah.
So we took it over and we pumped gas for, help me out, I think, well, we were 103.7, $1.03 a gallon, which was about, a real good deal. So all of a sudden we have cars that afternoon, cars lined up from there, clear out onto near Kellogg, and up there around Rockwood, and the cops came and said, "Hey, what the hell are you doing here?" I said, "Well, we're pumping some cheap gas." So they worked with us, and but we were in trouble there for a while. We had basically got some coverage, all kinds of coverage. In fact, the photo of one of our female workers who was pumping the gas, and I guess it was in the papers in Australia.
The radio promotion that worked too well.
It worked very, very well. But the big oil embargo.
Yeah.
Now, those of us who lived through that and who, because the talk was all, how can we conserve so that we're not at these people's mercy? What can we do? Well, we recycle, do this, do that. Those things, of course, the ideas have kind of lost their punch over the years because we haven't had that threat again. What would happen if we had to start conserving again? I don't know. It could happen. It could happen again.
All right, Steve and Ted, now I just wanted a quick mention, National Bosses Day yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I got on my personal Facebook and basically put something up there. Do you have a favorite boss? Something, you know, just watch your, ask for a little input from friends. Got almost nothing. I have a feeling that the people who
Well, that's because on Facebook, people like to post about themselves. They don't want to post about other things.
They
going
didn't
on.
Want to really think and offer something. I got you.
They want to take pictures of what they had for dinner and post that.
Well, I do have there's several of them that are. I'm not going to mention
You actually ask names. People for thought and input. Good
some
luck.
Some of my friends will post all kinds of goofy little, you know, pictures of the dog and all that
right.
crap.
You got plenty of that.
Yeah, it's a lot of that. But I've said, you know, I basically said, you know, tell us about a boss. And I got a couple of – the thing that was gratifying is I got a response from two people who used to work for me.
Oh, well, there you go.
And they both said how much they enjoyed working
Yeah, they're still kissing up to you, even though you're not their boss anymore.
There's no reason to suck up to me anymore, but they, you know, it was nice. But and I wonder if how many people that I'm friends with are still working and you know, have maybe never had a boss in their life. But Boss's Day yesterday. And I didn't – We really didn't go much into it, but I would, in sincerity, like, so I think we got a great boss here. I think Jackie Wise, our, what do they call it, the cluster. In other words, she's over, what, six or eight, five stations for Entercom. I think Jackie does a heck of a job. She's a really very professional person. And every now and then, when she comes down the hall and you pass by, she'll ask me, now, who is that?
Now, that's not true, but we have had bosses that did that.
You know, again... Now, there's a scene in
That's not a joke.
There's a scene in WKRP in Cincinnati where the big guy and Travis, the program director, walking down the hall. They say hi to this guy, and he basically, the manager says, who is that, Travis?
Yeah.
And it's like the all-night guy now, the new night. He didn't know who he was, but we had that happen.
Oh, yeah.
Who was the manager at the time?
I don't want to.
Tall guy, short guy?
Short guy.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
He passed me in the hall, and... About 8 seconds after he passed me, I heard him utter my name. Like, well after the fact. It took him about 8 seconds to remember who I was.
Well, you're kind of below the radar.
Like, I know. Like I'm Ensign Pulver.
And like Mr. Roberts. You didn't know who you were. You need to get the big firecracker going. All right, 7:43, Steve and Ted. Searching for minority entrepreneurs in Wichita. That's coming up on the Wichita Business Journal Update. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.